question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, hashtag free the cruise ships is working, folks, as good news came this week with regards to cruising from American ports again. At least we think so. Which makes this next segment clearly timely and topical. But first, a quick message from one of our many loyal show sponsors, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
We hope so. All right. So from what we're hearing, many of you in our audience are making an array of travel plans these days. Mother's Day is next weekend. Memorial Day is only 4 weeks off. So whatever your travel needs are or wherever you happen to be going, Preferred Hotels and Resorts is offering a number of excellent offers right now, including their last-minute escapes, their Stay More and Save More deals, and also special offers exclusively for MasterCard and Visa card holders.
Take 2 minutes today and sign up for exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program, because now every member of our audience can sign up and get free room upgrades, private rates, priority early check-in and late check-out, plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and more. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on that I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, and then enroll in exclusive elite status as a listener of our show, and then you'll be all set for your future travels.
All right, Josh Leibowitz is the president of the Seabourn Cruise Line. Some of you may recall, he's been on with us in the past. He was previously the chief strategy officer with Carnival Corporation, and he was on when he was a senior VP with Cunard. Since we have a lot we want to get to with Josh today, let's say hello and welcome him back to the program. He's ready to go and waiting on that show hotline.
Josh, nice to reconnect with you. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it is an absolute pleasure to be back with both of you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much. And listen, we haven't spoken on air since your promotion, so congratulations as well on now being the president of Seabourn.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I feel extremely privileged to run Seabourn. It's just an amazing experience, and I'm really feeling very privileged.
Well, a great company for sure. So as we mentioned at the rejoin, good news finally came this week from the CDC regarding the cruise sector of the travel world. It looks like cruises from American ports will be back by midsummer, hopefully, we say. As you might have heard, Josh, we've certainly been very vocal with our harsh criticism and really just discussed with the CDC. And clearly, there's been immense pressure to get cruise ships back in the water from U.S. ports. That's why we've been encouraging our show fans to help us promote hashtag free the cruise ships. I know our friends at ASTA have picked up on this and some others and run with it. What are your thoughts on the developments this week?
Well, I'm pleased that there's much more conversation and also more practical thinking around the conditional sale order. Candidly, a lot of the procedures in there were absolutely unworkable, and they continue to be adjusted and refined. So we're feeling better about it. There's still some more details that have to be ironed out, but we're definitely feeling better about it.
Definitely a step in the right direction. All right, Josh, we're going to get into the two regions of the world that Seabourn is cruising. And yes, listeners, I said is cruising this summer in a bit, which will be good to hear about. But before that, I do want to briefly ask about safety protocols. I did see your LinkedIn post last week. We actually all saw it. You did make a visit to the Odyssey and one of your ships. It's actually a ship we've cruised on with you guys. And you actually got right in down to the air vents to see firsthand the new UV lights that have been installed. So we know you have that. We know you have enhanced cleaning protocols in place. For anyone who does want to book a cruise with Seabourn this summer, what are you asking of passengers? Do they need to be vaccinated? What are some of the protocols?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at Seabourn, our highest priorities are to be in compliance everywhere we operate, to protect the environment, and to protect the health and safety of our guests and our team members and the people and the places we go. And we are going to be requiring all guests to have proof of vaccination from one of the FDA or European approved vaccinations. So that's basically Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, or Johnson & Johnson. As well, we intend to vaccinate all of our team members, our crew, mm-hmm. with one of those vaccinations as well. So you're going to be in an environment, the plan is to be in an environment that is a double vaccinated environment throughout the sailings.
So you have all those extra layers built in of safety.
You know, Mary did just mention, I mean, that cruise that we took down the Adriatic Sea to Greece, it was such a terrific experience. And we did a live broadcast from the ship, so it allowed many of the listeners to come along with us, if you will. But, you know, Seabourn, for folks who maybe don't know the brand, offers some smaller ships. It allows for a more personalized experience. I understand the Odyssey is actually going to be spending some time this year in the Caribbean, while one of your newer ships, the Ovation, will be engaging travelers in Greece. What made you choose those regions to offer cruise options for travelers on Seabourn?
Yeah, so first of all, we put the health and safety first. And so in order to reopen an itinerary anywhere in the world, you need three things to be in place. You need to have guest demand, which we have. I mean, thankfully, I think people all want to go travel. You need to have medical protocols, which we feel very confident in and we're talking about here. And you need government support. And in the case of Greece and in the case of the Southern Caribbean, really what we were looking for were locations where our guests could enjoy themselves, you know, after a year or so or more of being, you know, sort of in their homes and unable to really travel. Those are probably two of the most luxurious and relaxing places in the world. The Southern Caribbean, beautiful tranquil waters, Greece, the Greek Isles. So we wanted to offer two choices to our guests where we had permission to sail. And so we decided to focus on those two itineraries, the Med and the Southern Caribbean.
Well, both very good itineraries. We took a look at them before the show today. So I want to talk a little bit about people who may not be ready to cruise this summer, but they want to book something for next year. I think there are a lot of people in that segment as well. AMA Waterways is our river cruise sponsor. They keep us updated on their operations, and their 2022 booking numbers were so high in March, and part of that was because of the future cruise credits, but lots of new bookings as well for 2022 that they opened their 2023 booking 10 months early. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about, you do have a robust itinerary of cruises on for 2022 as well. So how are things looking? And if people want to book for this summer, do they still have an option in terms of a little bit of a flexibility for booking?
Yeah, so our bookings into next year have been phenomenal. And I think what's happened is people, the way I hear it is something like this. There are three kinds of trips people are taking right now. The first trip we call a hugging trip. You go and you hug a loved one you haven't seen. For me personally, I went last week to go see my parents and in LA and had a chance to sit with them and my brother and sister. That was mm-hmm. the first trip I'd taken in a year and 3 months. Mm-hmm. The second kind of trip is something that they put on the calendar for next year when they feel like almost, so knock wood, almost no matter what, things should be calmer. And the third kind of trip is just beginning to come out, which is, what are we going to do this summer or what are we going to do this fall? And I think for those that have been vaccinated, which for in Seabourn's case is the majority of our guests, as they tell us, about 3-4 weeks after the second shot, your mindset changes. You go out to dinner, you plan these hugging trips. And I think what's going to happen is in the next 30 days, there will be an explosion of travel plans yeah. for people this summer. I think people are going to realize.
I agree with you.
Travel, I agree.
They want to get away.
Yep.
And so our bookings for the summer have been very good. We'll have mm-hmm. days where it just goes crazy. And so we're seeing people begin to kind of come out of their shells and want to get away for the summer.
Well, let's talk kind of a future, looking, you know, future forward, we'll say. I mentioned, you know, when Mary and I, we took that cruise, one of the things that we like is you get to engage with so many of the crew, and to this day, frankly, some of the Odyssey folks we still stay yeah. in touch with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can recall them discussing, you know, just excitement for the new ships that were coming to the fleet. I think the Seabourn Venture was slated to debut, if I'm correct, sometime this year. I'm not sure if that's still the case or not. And folks, this is a real sleek-looking ship. It really, Josh, ups your game when it comes to the luxury expedition travel side. So what's the status of that ship? And, you know, can you share why you think it's going to be a game changer?
Absolutely. So Seabourn already has the youngest fleet among small luxury ships in the world. Our average age is less than 8 years old. The newest ship, which is the Venture ship, is a purpose-built Polar Class 6 ship, which means it can go through ice 1.5 meters thick or 4 feet thick. It can go anywhere in the world. And we plan to take people to some of the most extraordinary places, like see the Northern Lights, to see the North Pole, Svalbard off of Greenland. You'll have a chance to see places in the world you've never seen and also luxuriate at the same time. We have two submarines on board. We have a 26-person expedition team. Because what we think is that the future of travel is about experiencing and moving. It's not just about sitting and viewing. So on every Seabourn ship, as an example, unlike any other brand in the industry, we have something called the Marine at Bay, where the back of the ship
yeah.
opens
yeah.
up and all
lot
these
of fun.
Water toys come
out. We enjoy that with our kids.
I think yeah. that's one of the best parts of the ships.
Well, so do I, Mary, and no one else offers that. So what you have is you have a chance to come on, have a Thomas Keller cooked meal at mm-hmm. night, and the next day go out on a banana boat off the yeah. back of the ship. And well, no one else offered that kind of
Josh, listen, so we are going to have to leave it there for today. I'm sorry. Really nice to reconnect with you. You're always welcome on the show. Mean it sincerely. So thanks for joining us today. Good luck. We're certainly moving into a positive period. So enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
We'll chat with you again soon. Thanks, Josh.
All right. Nice to catch up with Josh.
It was a good place to end. That marina really is that's the place to be on that ship when you're on a seaborne cruise.
For sure. It certainly is. Folks, we need to take a quick sponsors break. 80% of the show is still to come. We're going to get to it right after this bottom of the hour break. So keep your radios locked in and stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.